I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics. We are waiting and waiting and waiting.
One word.
What?
Tenet.
We're waiting for the new Christopher Nolan movie. Movie nerds around the world get excited by this guy's name. He's sort of the new Spielberg.
Given the variety of his oeuvre, I would say, yeah, boy.
So Spielberg is like a populist, right? He taps into these childlike awe. He's sophisticated, obviously, and, you know, he's done so many different films. But we always get excited when there's a new Spielberg movie on the horizon. Nolan is not a pop, kind of cerebral. They always have some sort of formalistic strategy. How is it that this guy manages to connect?
In a major way, he challenges smart audience. These people will always go to his film. The others are going to be looking at the more sensational parts. If you think about Memento and the change in the way in which the protagonist looks to investigate the murder of his wife and reverses time, and he puts notes on him. This is exciting.
It has to tattoo the clues to him on his body.
Right, right. So this is fascinating. Now, however, when you get to Inception, that puts off people who aren't interested in the more cerebral part that you talked about.
Yeah, but it was such a huge movie.
I know,
so
I know.
It globally successful. I thought we were going to see all kinds of Inception-style ripoffs. You're right. There's something there, like even Inception, there's sort of an action movie vibe, right?
Yeah.
But then there's this layer of intellectual kind of pursuit. It's also about the way we look at movies and the way we experience movies and the way we experience action in movies and the way we relate to the characters and so on. Even when audience members aren't exactly as smart as the smartest members of that audience, they're intrigued by this stuff. They like to go down the rabbit hole. Is Leonardo DiCaprio in the dream or not at the end?
Yeah.
We can't talk about him without talking about his Batman trilogy.
Yeah, of course.
So what about that post all the Tim Burton Batmans and the Joel Schumacher Batmans, which kind of put that whole franchise on hold? What about what he did with Batman that got people so excited again?
He completely humanized Batman. He made Batman not only super, but he also made him vulnerable. And I think this is what, to me in the three, makes the biggest difference. I want to go because Christian Bale gets a hold of me and doesn't let me go. Mm-hmm. He is so troubled, and yet he is so virtuous. Nolan knows how to pick his villains.
Mm-hmm.
This is what makes this the best superhero franchise ever.
Right. He had themes. Each one of those movies, Batman Begins, had the theme of fear and how you make fear your ally, right? The Dark Knight was about the two sides of anarchy and a moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Dark Knight Rises about redemption. And you're right. He grounded Batman in a world that looked a lot more like the real world than, say, one of the Marvel films. And that's what's been missing, really, in all these DC movies ever since, is Christopher Nolan's magic touch.
From the beginning, he took what he knew that we were as human beings interested in. What brought Batman to this? Well, let's go back and look at his childhood. And he's not afraid to do that. Not afraid to see his hero has been influenced by his background, by his family background. His villains represent real world villains.
Yeah.
If you look at Joker and Bane and so on, and look at the kind of authoritarian world they want to create, and then you look at our current authoritarian world, you could see that Nolan was way ahead.
Right. Yeah. You know, as we gear up for Tenet.
This is John David Washington. It's an espionage film.
Yeah, it's like, apparently it's Nolan's Bond movie. He's been a big Bond fan ever since he was a kid. So Tenet is his big spy movie. Yeah.
I think there's some playing with time, which Nolan likes to do.
It's kind of like what Inception did with dreams. I think Tenet is going to do with time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, if you only have time to go back and see one, which one do you point them to?
I say they ought to introduce themselves with Insomnia.
Insomnia. Interesting. That's the one that I feel like is the least Nolan-like.
Exactly. That's my best. Exactly.
That's great. Okay. That's not what I that one is not one of his best.
This is Al Pacino as you've always wanted him.
Yeah.
Decomposing right in front of you.
I guess I would point them to Memento. You can't go wrong with that double feature.
Right, okay.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center, is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.